Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have Adriana Showalter and Candy Leach. They are both members of Support Sisters, and they're holding their annual Combat Cancer Walk 2018 this coming Saturday. Thank you both for joining me today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen.
Okay, now, first of all, Adriana, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started with this organization?
I am a 12-year breast cancer survivor, and I got started with this organization. Actually, I'm one of the founding members. We had a lot of survivors in our area that we live that we would take to lunch and would support emotionally, and we would have people ask us, you know, can we give you money, because we know that you're involved in knowing a lot of breast cancer survivors, and people would raise money in October and then give it to us. And so we decided that we might as well form our own nonprofit.
Okay, good. Now, Candy, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you get started with this event.
I was actually volunteering for an event in Corona that is no longer existing. I knew Adriana from that event where I had worked registration for several years at their breast cancer walk, because that organization actually had helped me when I thought I might have breast cancer and didn't have medical insurance. And when the Support Sisters began putting together Combat Cancer Walk, Adriana pulled me on board to help with the walk, since she knew I had some experience.
Okay, great. Now, you mentioned Support Sisters. What is Support Sisters?
It's a group of us. We're all survivors. We're all breast cancer survivors. And we all have different stages. Some of us have gotten breast cancer back twice. Some of us have the BRCA gene. And so basically, we're basically that, Support Sisters. We support women emotionally and financially that are going through breast and gynecological cancers.
Okay, now you mentioned the BRCA gene. Tell us to the general public, what is that?
BRCA gene is the breast cancer gene. A lot of people know Angelina Jolie. She's one of the popular movie stars that decided to do a double mastectomy in order to prevent breast cancer. And so we have more and more people are finding out that they have the gene, so they do double mastectomies and hysterectomies.
Okay, now you are part of the Combat Cancer Walk, which is coming up, I believe, on the 20th, Saturday the 20th. It's a nonprofit organization. Why did you start this nonprofit organization, and how did it get started? I imagine Support Sisters had something to do with that.
Yeah, so Support Sisters runs the Combat Cancer Walk, and we decided we needed to raise money for women in our community who had financial needs, not just emotional needs. A lot of times insurance companies don't cover prosthetics. These women sometimes can't work, and we will pay for their insurance, their rent, utilities, co-payments, second opinions, groceries, housekeeping, just things where insurance companies can't pay for, and these women have a need. And there is, unfortunately, a lot of women just in our three cities, Corona, Norco, and Eastvale, that are in need of financial support.
Now, there are a lot of other nonprofit groups around in Southern California. What sets you apart from all these other nonprofits?
First of all, what sets us apart is that nobody in our organization, Support Sisters or Combat Cancer Walk, takes a salary. We're all volunteers. Most of us have jobs, and we do this in our spare time. We spend as little money possible putting on our monthly support groups, the breast cancer walk, our annual meet and greet event. Most of that we rely on donations from individuals and businesses in the community, so that the most money possible is going back to the survivors. Okay. So that's the first thing. And then I think secondly, what really sets us apart is the personal attention that these women get. We attend doctor's appointments with these women. Sometimes that really helps when there's situations like language barriers. And, you know, they can text somebody at any time, day or night, who has been in their situation and can just really be there for them, as well as providing them that financial support.
Okay, now you talked a little bit about the money. Where does the money go that is raised for from the event?
Since this is our third year doing Combat Cancer Walk, and we've actually been able to do tremendous things with the money. We have one lady who we've been paying her rent all year. When she was coming home from a procedure and really you can't get into a bed, we were able to provide her a really nice recliner that she could sleep in. We provide people with groceries. We have paid for second opinions. We have paid for prescription fees, things that are not covered by insurance, utilities, prosthetic bras, wigs. There's a variety of different things that we have been able to provide these women, and what we're able to do by getting to know them on a personal level is to find out really what their need is, because not everybody has a need that's related to a medical expense. Some people, it's just like, I can't drive myself to my doctor's appointment because I don't have the money to pay my car registration because I can't work. So we really can get in there and fill a need where another organization maybe doesn't have the ability to fill that need because they don't even know the need exists.
If someone needs assistance, how can they find you to get involved?
We can be found at supportsisters.org, and we can also be found on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn, and at our Combat Cancer registration site, which is combatcancerwalk2018.eventbrite.com.
We are also listed as a local support group on American Cancer Society.
Okay, now tell us about the event in general. It's coming up Saturday the 20th. Tell us about that. Where is it going to be held and what time?
It is going to be held at Norco College and JFK High School. And we call it Combat Cancer Walk because we are literally combating cancer. We walk through the dirt. And it's going to start, registration starts at 7 a.m. And our ceremony will start around 8:15, 8:30. Kickoff is at 9, and it's a 5K. We start at JFK Middle School, and then we walk through Norco College. And it's $25 to walk, and it's $10 for a t-shirt for pre-registration. Survivors do walk for free. If you don't want to walk and you just want to come to the registration to see the ceremony, that is pretty amazing because we have a lot of survivors who stand up on stage and are just so inspired. We're inspired by them, actually. And there's availability for sponsorships, vendors. We have vendors. We have food. We have Miguel's burritos, breakfast burritos, and we have Starbucks coffee and danishes.
Something really cool to note as well, a new thing we're doing this year, is for every $100 that you raise, in addition to your registration fee, you can enter the drawing to win two chances at a family four-pack of Disneyland Park Hopper tickets. So that's really something exciting that we're doing this year that we haven't done in the past.
Okay, do you need volunteers for this event? I imagine a lot of people might just like to help out. Do you need volunteers?
At this point, fortunately, we have a lot of support in the community. Good. We have a lot of volunteers, but we would love for anyone to come out and walk and participate.
And as well, if people would like to volunteer for future events, they can email us at ccwvolunteers@supportsisters.org. And if we can't use your help this year, we can certainly keep your information for future events.
Give us that email again.
ccwvolunteers@supportsisters.org.
Where can they get tickets? You mentioned earlier how much the tickets were. Reiterate a little bit. Where can they get tickets and how much are they?
Okay, so you could go to supportsisters.org, and on that front page, you can click on register, and it will take you to Eventbrite. And it's you can register there. You can register October 18th at Mod Pizza at 6 o'clock at night. We're having a bank night. That way you can save time at registration on Saturday morning, the 20th, and then you can also sign up same day.
And I also have links on Instagram and Facebook for Support Sisters and for Combat Cancer Walk that will take you directly to registration as well.
Okay, great. Let's reiterate again. When is Cancer Walk, Combat Cancer Walk 2018?
It will be October 20th. Registration starts at 7 a.m., and it is a 5K walk. Is through JFK and Norco College.
Okay, very good. Is there anything you'd like to add to that you think people should know about Combat Cancer Walk 2018?
We would just like to thank all of our sponsors and thank you for believing in us and helping us reach women in the community, Corona, Norco, and Eastvale, because there is such a need. Thank you.
Candy, is there anything you'd like to add?
I also want to reiterate what Adriana said about thanking our sponsors. Like I said earlier, it's not possible without them because they provide so much so that we don't have to take away from the funds raised. And it's just really important for people to know that this money is staying right here. It's not going to pay for people's salary. It's not going to pay for overhead for offices and things of that nature. It really is touching the lives of the people that you see in the grocery store, at your children's school, your neighbor, your sister, your mother. And that really is huge. This is a grassroots organization that there's not really many of its kind. And we're just trying to do our best to have it continue to grow and succeed. And we really need the support of everyone around us to do that. And we really appreciate that support more than anybody realizes.
Okay, Adriana Showalter and Candy Leach, members of Support Sisters, who are holding their annual Combat Cancer Walk 2018 next Saturday. Thank you both for joining me today. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Steven.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.